Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So Brenda is looking for a second date update today with a guy named Ryan. Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
I'm really thankful you guys are doing this because I need some help. I mean, I've been single for a long time. Like 6 years. So I'm really ready for a relationship, but of course the pandemic has kind of been messing things up for me. So I'm still working from home and it's been pretty stressful. We're like not going to go back in the office for like 3 more months. And it just has me, you know, kind of nervous still. And
what are you nervous about? Going back into the office, or is the stress from working at home getting to you? What's been the hardest part of this?
I guess the hardest part is just like transitioning my life back to how it was.
Right.
You know, like I've just kind of gotten used to it, and not that I don't want to go back into regular life, but I don't know. It has me like feeling just not ready to be fully out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, and I think it will be soon, but like for now, I've still just been going on dates on Zoom, and it's been fun for sure. Like, I like to get really creative when I plan Zoom dates, like around Christmas and New Year's. I had a bunch of like holiday dates with like decorations in the background and like Christmas music playing, and I'd send him cookies and we drink eggnog and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think they like it. Like, I did it for, like, you know, Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day and stuff. So I've gone on a lot of these dates, but I really haven't liked any of them as much as I've liked this guy, Ryan. I don't know. He was just so great. And we had 2 Zoom dates. We had a barbecue and a fiesta.
A barbecue and a fiesta. I love these.
It's great.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, so during our fiesta, we, like, talked about getting together for a real date.
Like an in-person date.
Yeah, and I was excited for it. I was, like, ready. I was, like, great. It kind of, like, was the one that motivated me to get out of my comfort zone in that way. Like, I was like, okay, this is a person that I would, you know, kind of push myself to go out for. So I felt like things were really headed in the right direction. We were drinking a lot of margaritas and just laughing and dancing and being goofy. And he was such a good sport about it. That's what I loved about him. Like, I want a guy who can just have fun everywhere. Like, just laughter is so important to me. I have to be able to laugh with someone. So we were on the call for, like, almost 3 hours. And the goodbye is a little blurry. Like, I made some pretty strong margaritas, but I know that he said that he'd talk to me later. And now it's been 5 days. He hasn't returned any of my messages. And I'm just really bummed about it.
I hate this talk to you later crap, because I feel like that's just like a, hey, see you later. Hey, talk to you later. That it's just kind of a standard rote exit, and it's not necessarily
specific.
Meant literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very vague. I wish we'd kind of made a plan to talk at a certain time,
right,
or to meet up at a certain time.
Yes. I think that this is what people who are dating now need to do. Pin them down. Pin them down for a definite day and time to talk again. I'll call you tomorrow at 5.
That's how meetings have been happening at the radio station, when the boss goes, hey, how's that new thing that we're supposed to do coming along? And I'll be like, oh, it's going good. We're going to get to it next week. She's like, no, I want to know right now. Let's figure it out.
She will nail you down.
2:30.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just hope, you guys can figure it out.
Okay. I don't have any follow-up questions. I think you pretty much covered everything. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break and we'll talk to you later. No, I'm kidding.
Stop.
We'll call Ryan and see what he thought of you and his Zoom dates with you, because you had 2 of them, right? The barbecue and the fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get his take on those and whether or not there's any chance we can get an in-person meeting. And if not, why not? As we continue with Second Date Update next here at Q102. All right, Brenda has been single for the past 6 years. And I didn't want to interrupt you, and I probably should have followed up on this. And I know that the pandemic probably had something to do with this, because it sounds like you're ready to put yourself out there and you're ready for this in-person meeting with Ryan. But the 6 years, though, like prior to the pandemic, was it based on choice or is it just how things worked out?
Yeah, it's how things worked out. I really just didn't meet someone that I was like 100% into. And I didn't want to start something with someone that I wasn't really sure about. And because I want to, you know, I want to have kids. I want to get married. Like, I just really don't want to waste time with someone that isn't going to lead to that. So
that's none
of
so
the guys smart. I dated in those 6 years really felt like it could turn into that.
Yeah. You'll be surprised, though, how many people jump into a relationship because it makes them feel good in the moment, or maybe they're lonely or they just want to be with someone, even if it's not necessarily the perfect person or someone they see. I know so many people who are in relationships, well, they know it's not forever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hanging out in there anyway.
No, they got nothing better to do.
I guess. But that's not Brenda's style.
No.
Okay, but you think there's potential here with Ryan?
Yeah. I at least want to see in person if it feels the way it felt on Zoom.
Okay. You ready to call him up?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's call him up.
Hello.
Hello. That was an emphatic hello. Hello, Ryan. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How you doing, man?
Okay. What's going on?
Not much. You got a few minutes? We were hoping you'd come on our radio show and chat with us for a little bit. I know it's a strange request, and we've probably never spoken before, but a mutual friend reached out. Your name came up. You sound like a pretty cool guy, and we were hoping to get to know you a little bit on the radio. Would you be up for that?
Okay. I'm a little nervous, but yeah.
We spoke to Brenda, who I believe you've had a couple of Zoom meetings with, and she was very impressed with you, thought you were a very nice guy. She really enjoyed talking to you, and I guess you could call these dates.
Yeah, it was, you know, we did, I think, two Zoom dates, actually. And, yeah, wow, okay.
So anyway, she was just like, hey, this is somebody who I think, without speaking too soon, there could be some potential here for a possible relationship. And she wanted to kind of explore that a little further by meeting you in person, like on a real date. But you've kind of gone off the radar, and now she's wondering if it's maybe something she said or did, or if you've just been busy, or what's going on.
Well, yeah, you know, I just, I think, you know, the day went really well, and towards the end of it, you know, she was really pounding these margaritas, and I think she might have a drinking problem, because at one point later on, you know, she ducked down off the screen and like, puked into a garbage can, and I could hear everything. And
oh, what?
You know,
this is during the Zoom?
Yeah, so it was really awkward, and I tried to make sure she was okay, and she just said that she dropped her phone or something, and you know, I felt kind of like worried and scared for her, you know. So it was like awkward, and you know, then I was nervous about getting off the phone with her because I didn't want her to like, you know, do anything bad.
So what did she do after she threw up?
She just kind of, you know, played it off. Like, she just said that she just dropped her phone and stuff, and, you know, that.
With that back of the hand, like, mouth wipe.
Oh.
Ew.
We had a group of friends that were doing, like, this was in the heart of the pandemic when people were not going out. We had a group that was doing, like, a Zoom happy hour every, I think it was Thursday night. There was, like, 8 or 12 of us. It kind of varied who could be there.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times where, I mean, I didn't throw up or anything, but it was like, man, I could just fall asleep right now if I wanted to, because everyone else was going to keep going. But that was with 8 or 12 people with just two.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of the star.
Yeah. So, I mean, so she just acted like it, nothing had happened. Like she had just dropped her phone and gotten right. I mean, that's a really impressive quick recovery from vomiting.
But you're sure that, that's what she was doing?
Yeah.
Definitely. I could hear, like, you know, heaving and then the splat. And then I think there was some of it on her shirt.
Oh, wow. Well, Brenda, you did say the end of the date was kind of fuzzy, and this may have been where you lost control.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember that at all. Does explain why I found my trash can in my tub the next morning. So.
Oh, in the bathtub.
Oh, gotcha.
In my bathtub.
But you had the wherewithal to empty it and kind of rinse it out, or was it full of stuff?
Oh, yeah, it was clean.
Like, you don't recall that happening at all?
I mean, that does happen to me sometimes. I mean, like, when I do throw up, especially from too much alcohol, it just, you know, kind of hits me quick. And I, you know, usually just, like, throw up where I'm standing.
You don't see it coming.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's gross.
Well, it's honest.
Yep.
So you said this has happened to you before. Does this happen often?
I don't think more than, you know, a standard young person. I mean, it's, you know, like, you know, I'm not far out of college or anything. So I think that, you know, most of my friends and people I know, it happens.
To me, it feels a little like at the beginning when we first talked to you, you were saying that you were trying to find that one to build an honest relationship and, you know, find that future husband and build that family with and, you know, try to make good choices. And then this kind of seems like maybe not the best choice.
I mean, sure. But also, if I'm going to build a life with someone, I want them to accept me and not shame me for accidentally drinking a little bit too much, to kind of be understanding.
Sure.
I mean, and having, like, some sort of medical condition maybe that you have zero warning that a throw up is about to happen.
And it's not like you were driving anywhere. You were at home.
Right.
So
I'm at home and I'm not drinking alcohol very often. I'm literally at home in my apartment alone all the time. I'm not getting drunk all the time. I hadn't been drinking very much. So when I did, it hit me.
Yeah, I think the last time that happened to me, it involved tequila, and that kind of ruined me on that tequila for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking for a partner that would, you know, be more understanding and concerned in a more of a kind way than someone who's just going to be like, oh, that's gross, and not text me back.
Well, I apologize for that. You know, I'm sorry. I just... You know, I think it's just a little too much. And, you know, I want you to make sure that you can kind of get a handle on yourself. And I want you to be safe. And, you know, I don't want to add to
you one time.
Drinking.
And honestly, it's your loss, because I'm a really great person. And it sucks that this judgment on your part is going to make you miss out on something really great.
Okay, all right, that's fine. I'm not trying to pass judgment on you. I just don't think this is a match.
It might have been too soon in the relationship to see you vomit. You know, there are some things that you kind of want to be invested in the relationship for a while and have a certain kind of bond or...
Sort of a digital hold the hair back.
Yeah. Maybe if you guys had been dating for a few months and then this happened, it wouldn't have been such a big deal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe.
Well, I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
But Ryan, we do appreciate you taking the call.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you for the conversation. And Brenda, we appreciate you putting yourself out there, and feel free to reach out anytime we can help you out.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your help.
Yep, be good. Take it easy.
Okay.
Good luck. All right, if you need our help with a second date, update. It is very simple. Send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
All right, coming up, your shot at $1,000. The 1K letter of the day is next, but first.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.